The Food Health Star rating system is supposed to make it easier for consumers to buy healthy products, but there's concern some companies are using it to make their products look healthier than they are due to the so-called as prepared rule. For example, Milo scores 4.5 stars out of 5. Lexi Metherill explains.
The review of the controversial rule began in May this year. It doesn't finish until the second quarter of 2019. Public health lawyer Alexandra Jones from the George Institute for Global Health says the issue could be resolved if it weren't for industry insisting on a lengthy consultation process.
It's a well-known tactic of the food industry to ask for more evidence and consultation as a way of delaying meaningful public health policy.
Alexandra Jones sits on the Health Star rating Technical Advisory Group. She says the so-called as prepared rule is a loophole in the Health Star rating scheme. It allows companies to label products with stars based on how they're intended to be prepared, rather than on their standalone nutritional value.
So in the case of Milo, Nestle say that that's 3 teaspoons of the chocolate powder with 200 mils of skim milk. What we know is that that's not how many people eat Milo. Only 3% of milk sales are from skim milk. Most people drink full cream.
The sugary chocolate powder gets 4.5 out of 5 stars under the Health Star rating scheme. Alexandra Jones says if it was assessed on its own merits, it would only get 1.5 stars. And she says that's undermining public confidence in the Health Star rating system.
We really just need a blanket rule that every product has to display Health Stars based on what's in the packet.
Nestle says it welcomes the as-prepared rule review and it doesn't have a view on whether it should change. Its industry body is more forthright and argues against a change. Geoffrey Annison is the Deputy Chief Executive of the Australian Food and Grocery Council.
The important thing is that the Milo is intended to be consumed with the skim milk. And the company is following the directions of the Food Standards Australia New Zealand and the regulations that require that nutrition labelling reflects the product as intended to be consumed. This principle was set down when the Food Standards Code came in 17 years ago, and so it's well established in the way that we label our foods.
Alexandra Jones.
Yeah, look, I think that that makes sense when you're talking about the nutrient information panel that appears on the back of the pack. The problem is that when you transfer this to a single symbol on the front of the packet, there's no longer any intuitive link to how the Health Star relates to what's sold in the pack.
The Food and Grocery Council says the timeline for the review of the as-prepared rule was agreed to by the Health Star Rating Committee that includes public health representatives. But Alexandra Jones says there's scope for a decision to be made sooner.
We think resolving the matter now would be a great chance to show and reassure consumers that Health Stars is about working for them, not just food companies.
Public health lawyer Alexandra Jones from the George Institute for Global Health, ending Lexi Metherill's report.